This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC fans. Big Frank in studio with Hobbo, and after the Montpelier races on Saturday, I'm a little bigger, but I had a lot of fun, and you know, you really can't beat steeplechase horse racing. It is the most beautiful thing, and those are athletes.
The riders or the horses or both?
Both. I mean, the jockeys for staying on, but the horses are unbelievable. What they to run that fast and to get over those barriers and somehow land safely.
Now, do you have any action on any of these races?
I did win the third race.
Well, there you are. So it was worth your trip.
Yeah, well, I was a little lucky.
Another drive time show tonight, 5 o'clock. And while we're speaking of that, it's 5 o'clock again next Monday, the 11th.
What is this 5 o'clock stuff?
So tune in early.
It's confused people. I got asked a lot by people. Are you guys still on? Yes, we're on at 5 o'clock again this week.
So, 5 o'clock next week, and then I think we go back to 6, and then the week after that is even earlier. All of this is related to Virginia Tech and VCU basketball. I think tonight is VCU playing at the Siegel Center, so we're on early to accommodate their pregame show, and I think AWOD does the pregame show. So,
well, I think that's exciting, and I hope it helps sell some tickets for the VCU Rams and their
I think they're looking. They're looking at having a really good season. So
they got some players.
They have a bunch of guys coming back. So they're, I think, the preseason favorite in the Atlantic 10. So good news for them. But tonight's show, who do we have on?
This is an exciting show. We got Paul Collins, former UVL offensive tackle who played with Sean and Herman Moore and Terry Kirby and all those great players.
Some great teams.
Those were great teams, and those were some great times. Dr. Boyd Rawls in the second segment with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And then we have none other than your old running mate and co-captain and teammate, Barry Parkhill, who has spent his life trying to help UVA athletics.
He's been a major contributor to the athletic department over the last three decades. Really before that, going back to when he was a player.
Yeah.
One of the icons of Virginia basketball through the decades. So it'll be
good. Did he ever pass you the ball?
Rarely, very rarely, you know. Although he would say I didn't pass it back to him either. So it was a two-way street.
All right, let's get on with the show. Paul, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm a grumpy wahoo-wah.
Hey, there's a lot to be grumpy about. Talk to me. I know, you know, we had you on in the past, and you were sort of pro Tony Elliott. Are you still hanging in there, even though things look a little sour at the moment?
Yeah, you know, I'm hanging in there. I mean, I've got to be fair. I mean, that's the first game where the kids' team didn't show up, didn't appear to be well coached, and I guess the most bitter part about it to me were the stakes. You know, right? I mean, they always say, "Hey, don't look ahead." You know, it's the next game. But let's face it, we all knew the stakes. Tony and the team knew the stakes. The players knew the stakes. everybody knew the stakes, and
they need. Well, listen, they needed to beat North Carolina, a team they'd won 5 of the last 7 against.
Yep.
And but had lost at home a couple of times recently, so you would have thought that the players would have had it in their craw, as they say, and would have come out with a vengeance, and they were listless.
Yes, they were not angry. I mean, that's a game you have to be angry. And I don't, again, I don't, you know, obviously I'm not in the locker room, and, you know, I've tried to be careful asking too many questions. You know, after that game, you kind of got to burn that game film and flush it and move on. But, yeah, that left a really bad taste in my mouth. Hopefully it left a bad taste in the kids' mouth and the players' mouth and the coaches' mouth and everybody's mouth, and they come out and flip the script, so to speak. But
well, you know, you got
that was not a fun watch.
You got Pitt this week, and I would tell the players you never want to have an off week off a really bad game because it irritates the coaches. Practices, I'm sure, have been interesting here in the last few days. But you know, obviously, we've talked about this all year. The last third of the schedule is really challenging. What do you think will unfold as we go to Pitt on Saturday and then Notre Dame the week after that? Two really difficult venues.
It's if you want to go to a bowl game, Pitt's a must-win game. I mean, I don't.
We don't have to have this one. This is a game where Pitt was 3-9 last year. Yep. How Coach Narduzzi has gotten them to believe in themselves and gotten them turned around is one of the better stories in the ACC. Now, for Tony Elliott,
they're back and they've got some playmakers, and we've got playmakers, but our offensive coordinator hasn't found any creative way to get them the ball.
Well, let's talk about that. In recent weeks, now obviously not the bye week, obviously, but in the 3 losses that they suffered, to me, Virginia with Louisville, particularly after halftime against Louisville, Clemson almost the entire second and third quarters, North Carolina, first, second, third quarter, it looked to me like the opponent's defenses were waiting on Virginia's receivers to make their cuts. They knew what was coming, and they were moving in concert with the receiver. And, you know, you could tell Calandria didn't know where to go with the ball.
Yeah, well, they didn't. Let's face it, when you only have to put 3 or 4 on the line for a pass rush, and you can drop 7,
yep.
You know, that's hard, right? That's hard on any quarterback. It's hard on an NFL quarterback. But when you can apply pressure with 3 or 4 guys, yeah, it's going to be a problem. And clearly, you know, Dez hasn't figured out how to get Brown involved in the game. That's sinful. I've said it before, and I'm going to continue to say it. He's the most dynamic player we have on offense. Sinful that he's not more involved. Tyree, listen, he was a damn good player at Notre Dame against higher-level competition.
Yes.
I get it. He's been hurt a game or two. We try one jet sweep, we throw one screen pass, and we have him on kickoffs. I mean, the kid's MIA on our program. That's a problem. So, I mean, other than Malachi, who's just a stud and is having – I mean, think about this. Everybody, as a defense, you know the ball's going to him, and he's still getting his catches and reps. So, kudos to Malachi. He's a dude, but it's just – it's a problem that we can't incorporate other playmakers into the offense, especially in the red zone. Let's face it, we are terrible. We've got to be last in the conference in the red zone.
Oh, we are. We're one of the worst teams. I'm not sure we're in the top 100 in the nation for red zone productivity.
Yeah. So, that's just personnel. That's personnel. And
it wasn't that way. At one point, when Virginia was 4-1, Virginia was way up there. The productivity was excellent. But unfortunately, these last 3 games have been brutal. I mean, let's talk about those injuries. Mikhail Boley, in my opinion, should still be on the bench, resting the ankle, and coming in to spell Whitmer. Whitmer was playing fine.
Didn't Whitmer get hurt, though, in the game?
No. Well, Whitmer's been fine.
I thought Whitmer got hurt in the Carolina game. But now, listen, you've heard me say that before, that Whitmer's playing better.
Yeah, Whitmer's played better. Ty Furnish has been mostly out. Brian Stevens missed time at center. And against Carolina, that was, as far as I was concerned, that was the most obvious setback, in that Virginia's pass protection was totally broke. Carolina had at least, what, 10 sacks in one game?
10 or 11.
They had 10, I think it was 10.
I think they equaled their season sacks. They surpassed their season sacks.
And the 5-yard penalty on that first drive when they were down first and goal at the 1, that kind of turned the whole momentum of the game.
And then the high snap.
Yeah, how do you not run the Grady brunch? You run the Grady brunch 4 plays in a row and put 7 on the board. Period, end of story.
I don't know what's going on there. I do sense there's a lot of frustration, because we know that the line coach, Terry Heffernan, has had his arguments with certain guys on the sideline. Kitchings, as far as I'm concerned, has been a no-show in the last 3 games. The defenses are either smarter than he is, or he's become too predictable. I'm not sure which one. Rudzinski, I think, did a great job with Band-Aids, but the team really misses Hammond at left tackle. And the two defensive ends, both Chico Bennett and Cam Butler. Cam Butler had made a play in weeks. I don't know what he's doing out there.
I think they get a ton of reps. You know as well as I do, they're super thin on defense, and that defense has been pretty admirable because they've had to play basic. You know, people say we don't blitz. Well, we can't blitz.
Well, Cam Butler's got him dinged up a little bit, hasn't he?
But not this year.
Oh, okay.
In the years prior, the guy's not making any plays. He's not.
It looks like they're out of gas on defense.
Yes.
They're on the field a lot.
Yep.
We're 3 and out a lot. They're on the field a lot. They look like they're out of gas.
Well, and it's been tough without Hammond. Hammond was a excellent defensive tackle. They moved Jameer Carter over to tackle, and then brought Britton off the sidelines to play nose tackle, and it worked for a game or two, and now it's not working. Now you've had the bye week. What adjustments have been made? Because Tony Elliott and the staff, they know that these games coming up against Pitt and
Notre Dame
and SMU and Virginia Tech, this is the whole season.
Yeah.
There are no games. Nobody's going to take any of these games off. These are tough opponents. You know, VPI with these hard luck losses, they're going to be meaner than a box of rattlesnakes. SMU obviously is better than what anybody thought.
Yeah, they're looking like they got a path to the championship game at this stage.
And Notre Dame. And
Pitt
is going to be looking for vengeance. Now, I do think their best opportunity is this weekend, coming off the bye. So changes?
You got 40. You got 40 some odd grad players or fourth and fifth year guys, I think, that are out of eligibility. I mean, this is it, guys. You came back because you. That's what I'm telling them. Yep. Hey, guys, we laid an egg. And turn off your phones. Turn off. You don't have to listen to us. But the fact of the matter is, 40 plus of you guys came back because you believed in what we're doing. This is it. But the last 4 games, you're going to put a helmet on, guys. What do you want? You want to be remembered as the same old Virginia program, or you came back because you believe we were turning the corner? That's what I'm telling them. I don't know what else to tell these guys.
Would you put Musket in there?
Well, listen, I'm not sure if you have Tom Brady back there with the way our line is protecting right now.
I'm not suggesting that Calandria's performance is the issue, but Musket is a fifth-year quarterback, grad quarterback, who's seen a lot more football, and this is his last hurrah. He's not playing beyond this.
Yeah, I would say if the offense has been terribly unimaginative, do you give him some reps? Maybe. I think you've heard me say, he's a quality quarterback. He's not a, he's probably a starter on a lot of different programs. So, he's a starting level quarterback. Maybe you give him the shot. I just don't know if I like the perception that it's, you know, Calandry is not doing his job. I'm not certain that that's where the blame lies, but it's the quarterback position. So, I mean, it runs the machine. So maybe you do. I don't know. But I will say this. Listen, if the line doesn't play better against Pitt, that's going to be an aggressive defense. They're going to pin their ears back. If the line doesn't play better, it's not going to matter.
Pitt blitzes off the corners using linebackers and DBs. So the question is Kitchings and his coach, have Coach Elliott, have they diagnosed this, and will they have something to burn Pitt? Because if they go with an empty backfield, I promise you, dollars to donuts, that's what you're going to see.
Well, listen, if you can't, I mean, there's an easy way around that. You throw shorter balls, you throw screens to Brown, you throw screens to the Notre Dame transfer. Listen, there's ways to scheme around it, but Dez hasn't shown that he's capable of scheming around, you know, a blitz. So I'm still on board, frustrated, mm-hmm. really, you know, thought that the Carolina game they were going to come out and make a statement, and they did, unfortunately, the other way.
I didn't, and, you know what? You got, I've gone into many, many games in Charlottesville over the years with a certain anticipation, with a certain read. And I have to say, that was the most surprising outcome.
Didn't expect a blowout.
Or even that type of non-effort.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, we
want
to thank you as always. You're a fantastic contributor and an awesome sponsor and a good friend of the program. We hope you have a great evening tonight.
Keep believing. Wahoo wah, boys.
Thank you, Paul. All right. We're going to be back with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Dr. Boyd Rawls will join us after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? We hope you're tuned in. Obviously, we started at 5 o'clock tonight, and we'll say once again, we're back on at 5 o'clock next Monday as well. Have a great show. We got Jeff McDonald and Dan Bonner and Dr. O next Monday at 5 o'clock. But speaking of the Ortho Virginia Injury Report, right now we've got Dr. Boyd Rawls on the line. Boyd, thanks for joining us again tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You know, we got, the football. Do you have any cure for wounded pride? I think that's the main thing the football team has right now.
I don't know.
They might need a psychologist, not an orthopedic guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's much I can do.
Well, listen, you need to try harder, okay?
Yeah, go over there and give them a little encouragement. Give them a pep talk, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's not much new to report, you know, since last time I talked to you guys, which was a week ago, but who knows?
Well, that's a good point. What type of injury, you know, they've had a week off, so, you know, it's not much time, but just having an extra week off, I guess maybe a hamstring or a sprained knee, that type of injury might benefit from having
that
a week off.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, that offensive line is pretty banged up. You know, we could certainly use them, especially going into the next couple of weekends.
Well, you know, Brian Stevens, we believe those are still recurring hip injuries. I don't know what's going on with Ty Furnish. I've asked around, and, you know, different people speculate. Trell Harris, the wide receiver, we know that he had a bone spur removed some weeks ago, and I'm starting to wonder if he can play, this is the time.
Yeah, you would think he'd be back this week.
And listen, he would help because he is so fast going down the sideline. It pulls the safety from the middle of the field over to one third of the field, and that opens it up for other players. And I can tell you flat out that our buddy Andre Green would like to have a little room to catch a few balls. And same from Malachi. Malachi Fields is being triple team now. But, an injury that I'm a little concerned about is Clary. Clary had a knee infection that affected one knee, and then he sprained the other knee seemingly on a end zone celebration. Now, we don't know that. It could have happened at any point during the play, so there's a lot of speculation in the press box, but let's assume and Clary twisted his knee. I see him on the sidelines, particularly against Carolina. He was riding the bike almost the whole game, and he was dressed.
Yeah.
My guess is he'll be able to play this coming week, and if he can play, I guarantee you Jonas Sanker will play better because Sanker then knows for a fact that the other side of the field is being taken care of properly because Clary is a heck of a safety.
So absolutely. Yeah.
My question to you is, all right, a guy twists his knee. He doesn't do any real damage to it, but it's sore and it might have some swelling. What can they do to help him?
Yeah, and again, these guys, it's not like your, you know, pickup game over the weekend. It's, you know, they're getting an MRI, you know, or like you or I that goes in with a twisted knee. I mean, they're getting sort of an MRI on the spot to, you know, see what kind of internal derangement there is, if anything important is torn. And if it's, you know, everything, you know, structurally important is okay, then a lot of times you can rehab these things pretty quickly. So yeah, I mean, a lot of that stretching, you know, doing low impact stuff like the bike, and then kind of working back into, you know, working out with the team. So, you know, there's some variability there, and sometimes these things turn into, you know, these sort of, you know, injuries that stick around for a while and kind of slow you down. But yeah, I hope we see him back out there.
Well, I know this. Anthony Calandria, the quarterback, would love to have him back out there, because Virginia was right. Virginia was a different team when Harris was playing. All right, St. Christopher's managed to defeat Collegiate under the lights on Friday night. I was there for that, and I saw a lot of former football players from my era. They've got to now travel up to Fredericksburg to play St. Michael's Archangel, which I'd never heard of them. I mean, they must be a relatively new school. By the way, they're only the number 7 ranked team in the state of Virginia and 8-1, so I don't know what hope they have, but it is an exciting thing to see some good high school football with some players that are being looked at by the colleges. I know you work with a lot of high school kids. You see anything interesting lately, just quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it just the typical stuff. I'm seeing a lot of kids kind of, you know, either getting back at the end of the football season here from injuries they had kind of in August, September, you know, versus ready to move on to basketball, you know. So it's always some excitement with the high school crowd.
Very good. Well, listen, we want to thank you very much. Boyd, you're a good man, and you have a good evening, and thank you to everyone.
Yeah, it was back-to-back weeks for him, double duty.
Well, he's getting better at this.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? He's gotten much better.
Practice makes perfect.
Boyd, we thank you in Ortho, Virginia, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you, Boyd.
All right, next, after break, we'll go to Barry Park Hills, which will be a lot of fun. Stay with us.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Who's Talking? We're back live in studio. Frank and Hobbo. This is show number 539, Hobbo, and
it's a big number. Big number.
11th show of season 16, and we're delighted to have Barry Parkhill. We gave a big build up earlier in the program, but needless to say, he's pretty much been Mr. UVA Hoops and UVA Athletics for a very long time.
A long time. Yeah, he and I have a long track record, you know, multiple decades. Let's leave it at that. We don't want to get into too much talking about age here.
Well, you know, Gordy Rawls used to always say that he remembers listening to Barry dribble the ball up and down the hall and the stairwells in the dorm. And it's and Gordy says it probably cost him first in his class in med school.
Oh, maybe. Well, you know, he ended up doing okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the ball is supposed to be part of the hand, especially for guards. Hey, Barry, thanks for joining us tonight for a few minutes. How you doing?
It's good. Good to be with you guys, and thanks for having me on. And by the way, Gordy never saw me on the hallway my first year because I was always at the library.
That's right. Yeah. You know, there used to be a restaurant down on Emmett Street called the Library. That's where Barry was. You know,
there was Pose. He knew. I bet you he knew where Pose was.
I'm sure. But anyway, let's start with the obvious question. Were you surprised by Tony's retirement?
I was not, conference, which really said it all. But I'm happy for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, he contributed so much to the university. I think it's clearly a loss for college athletics and UVA athletics, but it's a gain for the Bennett family, no doubt about that. All right, let's move on to Coach Sanchez. Tell me about Coach Sanchez. What do you anticipate from him, and will he make any tweaks to either the offense or defense, in your opinion?
You know, we all know that we'll find out. I've known Ronnie since he started here with Tony, you know, many years ago. He's been a head coach. He's had success as a head coach, which I think is important. I'm sure that everybody's different. You know, he's had a great mentor with Dick Bennett and Tony Bennett. I would guess the defense probably won't change that much. Hopefully it'll stay as it's been, which has been excellent. Offensively, it's hard to say. But again, I'm rooting like crazy for him and hope he's here for a long time.
You know, I know you've been at several of the practices. Give us your overall assessment of the team, especially some of the new guys.
You know, I think from top to bottom, I think our roster is probably a bit more talented than last year. I think we have more shooters than we had last year, maybe a little bit more size. The one thing we don't have, and I think Reese Beekman was incredibly underrated, is it's going to have to be point guard by committee.
Yes.
You don't replace Reese Beekman overnight. It just won't happen. And I think last year for Tony to get 23 wins out of that team was an incredible coaching job, and Reese Beekman was a huge part of that. I think the one challenge we've got right now is who's going to do an adequate job at the point.
Well, let's talk about that. I had a chance, Barry, to talk to Christian Bliss for an extended period of time at UVA Media Day, and a very thoughtful, religious young man. And I got the impression he's excited about this season and, you know, seems confident without being, cocky or anything. I did not get a chance to talk to Day-Day Ames. Now, Ames is supposed to be a true penetrator. What is your assessment of those guys? I mean, I would think I did talk to one of the returners who I think is going to play some point. Andrew Rohde will play some at the point.
It's possible, I would think. Yeah.
But I think Bliss and Day-Day are supposed to be competing for the starting job. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think Day-Day, you know, played 20-plus minutes at Kansas State last year. I know he started a few games, and my opinion doesn't mean much, but I think he's really the only true point guard on our roster. I mean, he's got to play. I think it's, he'll just have to get out there, get experience, and get better as he plays. I think that Rohde would be adequate there. I think he has had a really good summer. He's playing well. He knows the system. He knows what needs to be done. Again, I think it's going to be by committee. And the one thing that we all know, but people don't talk about it, guys, is Beekman on the offensive end last year was great. Defensively, you put him on somebody, he shuts that player down. We're going to miss that.
Yes.
You know, a guy like R.J. Davis at North Carolina, he pretty much shut him down. So we're going to have to play defense as a team, which we always do, but we're going to miss that ability that Beekman had to just shut somebody down.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as you say that, are you thinking maybe Christian Bliss is more of a two-guard as opposed to a point guard?
I would say yes, Jim. And you got to remember now, when you go away from the point, you got McNeely. The kid Sharma, I really like the kid from Canada. Really like him a lot. Tane Murray is just a solid kid. He knows the system. He's had a really good summer and fall. There's going to be a lot of competition, and T.J. Powers is probably, he's between a three and a four. He's probably going to play a lot more three than four, meaning a small forward versus power forward. So there's some pretty good players there. There's a lot of competition. Again, it's the point guard that we really need some.
Now, the one guy that seems to be making an impact is Elijah Saunders. What's your opinion of him?
He's just a really solid player. I mean, he's a true power forward, but he can shoot it. He's got range. He's got some athletic ability. He's a big, strong kid, and I think he can also score for us down low. And how about in the last couple of years, it'd be nice to have a kid who's got a presence on the box to put some pressure on the defense. And I think he can do that, but he also can shoot it. And he's a big, strong kid, and he's pretty athletic.
Well, Saunders, when I had my conversation with him, he is not lacking in confidence. And you could say the same thing for Sharma. Sharma is a self-confident young man. Now, I think Sharma, by the way, wasn't he the National Player of the Year in Canada?
It might have been.
And
he's a shooter. Shooters always think the next one's going to go in.
Well, how about you? You did.
It didn't,
but I still thought it was.
I had an interesting conversation with Carter Lang, and we talked about all the bigs. Don't you think Virginia now is in a much better position to be a better rebounding team this season?
I think the ability's there. Blake Buchanan, who's had some foot injuries, but he's practicing and playing. He's got to help us. The kid from Kofi, the kid from the state of Washington, what? He's pretty good. He's got a chance. He's got a big upside. Anthony Robinson, a lot of people forget about Anthony, redshirted last year.
He's built like a truck.
He's very athletic. He's gotten, thanks to Mike Curtis, he's got a tremendous body. He's got a ways to go and just learning the game. And I tell you what, Carter Lang, he grows on you. Obviously, he's great to have there in practice. He's a big kid. He's left-handed. And he, I'm not saying who's going to play what, but that kid, I think he has a chance to help us, even if it's coming off the bench. It might not be this year, but I think if he keeps working hard, he's not a bad player either.
Well, he seems very, very smart. Let's talk about Sanchez again. You've probably been asked this 100 times. Why was Tony so confident in Ron Sanchez?
Well, I mean, obviously they're very close.
Yes.
They've known each other for forever. Ronnie's wife, Tara, played basketball at IU for Tony's sister. So they've got a relationship that goes back probably a couple decades. And as I said, he's been a head coach, so he's had that experience. And you can't say too much about somebody who's been in the head position.
Yes.
And again, he knows the system. But at the end of the day, guys, everybody is different. Every one of those players, every one of those coaches, everybody involved with the program, you guys, myself, we all have to adapt and adjust. Ronnie's Ronnie. He's not going to be exactly like Tony. But the beauty is he's very much like him. He understands the pillars. He understands the defense. I don't know offensively what his personal philosophy would be, but on the other hand, he's in a very tough position, yes, as an interim coach.
Yeah, he's got pressure immediately this year. It's interesting. I think it might be interesting for you to speak to this because you were both an assistant coach and a head coach. What's the difference? What's the difference in being a head coach?
Well, when you're a head coach, the buck stops at your desk. You make all the decisions. I was a little bit advantaged being an assistant coach because my brother was a head coach and probably had a relationship that most assistants don't have with a head coach. But again, you throw ideas as an assistant, but a head coach, you got to make the final decision. And there's a lot more responsibility off the floor, especially at the level we compete at in the ACC.
Right.
And yes, there's going to be pressure on Ronnie, but there's pressure on every coach. The recruiting situation is going to be interesting and challenging for Ronnie. But again, I hope we get out of the gate. We've got a tough early season non-conference schedule, which will test our guys. And there's going to be some growing pains, as there always is, when you got a lot of new faces. Even though we've got a lot of, you know, portal kids that have gotten experience elsewhere, that helps a little bit, but they're still playing in a different system.
You know, that leads to another question. You mentioned recruiting. Obviously, Chance Mallory, the local guy up in Charlottesville, has decommitted. Do you get a sense that maybe that was because of the uncertainty as to what the coaching situation is going to be going forward?
I can only guess, which I don't listen to rumors. I haven't seen this young man play, but I understand he's really good. And, you know, I can't speak for anybody nor him, but if you're a really quality point guard, Virginia's the school you want to come to. If you look at our roster next year, we lose one kid, it's Tane Murray, but we need a point guard. You can't play with one point guard. It's a great situation for that young man or any point guard who wants to play at the highest level.
And that's a good point. He decommitted, but I'm sure we're still very much in the picture relative to his decision when he makes it.
It's my understanding, you know, he decommitted, but the door's still open.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Barry, as we count down the days here, and Hobo and I did some research, and we looked at Tony Bennett's first game was against Longwood back in 2009, and Sylvan Landisberg and Mike Scott were the stars of that victory. And you want to do a little projection on the Wednesday night game against Campbell for Ron Sanchez?
I'm not a big predictor, but I will predict a win.
Absolutely. I think so, too.
That's all I can do. And I actually won't be at the opener because I'm heading up towards Western PA and Hobo's old stomping grounds for a couple days.
All right, Barry. We'll talk to you again soon, but we appreciate your time tonight. You take care. Travel safely, and thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Barry Park Hill, Virginia. Great. We'll be back with the Olympic news and a look at the ACC football schedule after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Freeman Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight of Who's Talking. It's been a lot of fun with Paul Collins, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and, of course, BP, the one and only. Next week's show is also at 5 o'clock. Jeff McDonald, Dan Bonner, and Dr. O. So don't miss that show. That'll be a lot of fun. Right now, we've got the Olympic Sports Report brought to you by our good friends at Fridays, where it's happy hour every hour at your three area RVA Fridays. In here, it's always Friday.
Absolutely. Olympic news, let's just go down through this. Field hockey, they defeated Wake Forest in overtime, so they're ranked number four in the country. We'll skip women's swimming and women's soccer for a moment. Men's soccer won their regular season finale, defeating Mary Washington. Volleyball, unfortunately, lost a couple of matches at Pitt and SMU. Our friend Steve Garland, wrestling. He's always such an enthusiastic, energy guy. They won their first match of the year over North Carolina State. And to come back to swimming and diving, the women's swimming team defeated North Carolina. We always enjoy defeating North Carolina. They did a little better than the football team did. And then the Commonwealth Clash, the women's soccer. They defeated Virginia Tech 1-0 last week on Halloween, Thursday night, and that's the second point of the Commonwealth Clash. So Virginia now leads this year's Smithfield Commonwealth Clash 2-0. The other point came from the men's soccer team defeating Virginia Tech as well. So that's the Olympic news. Let's take a look with my co-host here at the football schedule, the upcoming schedule. ACC games this week. We'll start with the Friday night game. The Cal Bears visit Winston-Salem to take on the Deacons.
Well, it's interesting in that it's a first, but the game is not that important.
Well, that's true. Well, it's important to them, but it doesn't have any impact on the standings.
I expect Wake will hang on in a tight game.
And then the Miami Hurricanes, they had a comeback win against Duke over the weekend. They go to Georgia Tech to play the Yellow Jackets. Looks like Miami is headed to the ACC title game unless they have a hiccup down the stretch.
Miami is giving 11 points, and you know, Georgia Tech's quarterback, I don't know if he's back yet. He's been injured off and on for 3, 4, 5 weeks. And Georgia Tech just didn't as good. So I'm gonna say that the Hurricanes will cover.
Syracuse at Boston College, I think BC's a 2-point home favorite against the Orange.
You know what? I'm not saying it, but maybe I think this is a toss-up game. I really do. Syracuse is liable to win this game. This is
I think they're like 5-2 or 6-2 on the season. They're having a decent year. Obviously, had the overtime win over the Hokies on Saturday. Hey, Rate, speaking of the Hokies, they entertained Clemson 3:30 Saturday at Lane Stadium. That was a game looked like it had a lot of meaning, but since both teams lost last week, it doesn't mean quite as much.
Well, for the Hokies, they could salvage their season.
Yeah, it would be a big win for them.
Clemson is liable to come out with breathing fire after that loss to Louisville, which nobody saw that coming. So
well, the Hokies, obviously, they're tough at home.
It depends if Drones can play. Drones and the running back, if they're still hurt,
that makes a big difference.
I don't know how they beat anybody. I mean, they're not the same team.
Backup quarterback got hurt in that game at Syracuse, so they may be in trouble in that regard. Duke at NC State, think the Wolfies are a slight favorite at home.
And isn't that strange? Because just a few weeks ago, Duke was rolling past people. But they've lost two games in a row. The bloom is off the rose.
Yeah, so, they had a field goal to beat SMU, didn't get it done.
NC State's backup quarterback, who has now become the starter because the starter has retired from football. They're a different team. State will win this game.
And this is the shocker: Florida State, a 26-point underdog, going to Notre Dame.
What a bizarre situation. I have a funny feeling Florida State's going to play better than that, but not much better than that. Notre Dame will win, but probably not cover.
And then the game of interest to us, the Cavaliers, ACC Network, 8 o'clock Saturday night, goes to Pittsburgh to play the Panthers.
I see an upset here. As strange as the Carolina game was to fans and alumni of the Cavaliers, they're going on the road, and the coaching staff has had the bye week to work with. They're going to throw some new wrinkles out there. I guarantee you all the fourth and fifth year players for Virginia, they realize this is it. There are no more second chances. There's no more room for error. You will see Virginia's best performance of the year. And I'd take the points, 7.5 points, and I wouldn't be surprised if Virginia wins this game. This is just a peculiarity.
It's a critical game. It's what Coach Elliott talks about as a program game, and if they're going to have any hope of getting to 6 wins and being bowl eligible, this is a game they're going to have to get.
Okay, quick. I want to point out something. Pitt had 7 players on offense returned from last year and 2 on defense. They had right many players come back on special teams. But for a team that was 3-9, sooner or later something had to give. And losing that game last weekend, maybe there's some doubts creeping in, and maybe the fans are a little shaky up
there.
Well,
I'm sure they were disappointed because they were thinking about a possible ACC championship game,
and that's not going to happen.
That looks less likely now, so we'll see. But Virginia clearly coming off a terrible performance. They have to bounce back and play well, and play with energy, enthusiasm, and play hard. And as you say, hope springs eternal. Maybe they can steal one on the road.
I think this is more than that. This is just one of those things. It's more of a hunch.
And as Paul Collins said, the offensive line has to play better. We can't give up 10
sacks. Some of those guys have to be healthy now.
Yeah.
And that'll make a big difference.
With the week off.
All right, so thanks for listening tonight. We had a lot of fun with Paul Collins, Boyd Rawls, and Barry Parkhill. Next week, Jeff McDonald, Dan Bonner, and Dr. O, Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, will join Frank and Hobbo.
Again, at 5 o'clock. Don't forget to tune in early. Go Hoos.
5 o'clock show next week. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16. With your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.